We're now going to talk about a typical English novel de Saison case. I'm John Hudson, and telling me about the case is Will Eaves. So Will, can you tell us what the date of the case is and where and when it occurred?
Well, this is a case, it's one of many which appear on the plea roll from the 1202 Lincolnshire Heir, which took place in the summer of the year 1202. There are a great number of novel de Saison cases heard before the justices at this heir, but this is probably a very typical one.
And which justices are hearing the cases?
Well, this is from a section of the roll which contains pleas heard before Eustace de Falkenberg.
And who are the parties? Who's taken the land and who's complaining?
We have William, son of Haldane, as the defendant, and the plaintiff is Hugh, son of Richard.
So Hugh is trying to get the land back. Yes. And what's the issue?
Well, the issue is the disseisin of a free tenement in a village called Wellingor, which is situated about 10 miles south of the city of Lincoln in Lincolnshire.
And what are the main steps in the procedure in this case?
Well, the plea roll doesn't go into these sorts of procedural steps. The entry in the plea roll doesn't tell us anything like that. But we know that Hugh will have obtained a writ from the Chancery, and then he'll have presented it to the sheriff, or somehow had it delivered to the sheriff's office sometime before the justices came to Lincolnshire for the hearing. And once he received the writ, the sheriff will have summoned the parties to appear in court on a certain day. And in the meantime, he will have selected the recognitors. By recognitors, I mean the panel of neighbours who are to deliver the verdict in the case. And he will have made the recognitors view the tenement in dispute.
And can we tell anything about the arguments made within the case?
Well, the case is quite typical of the cases which are recorded in the English plea rolls, because it's very brief. The account of the case is very brief, and it gives us very few, if any, clues about the nature of the arguments made in court. We do find, however, in this entry that the verdict of the recognitors is recorded with the comment, "The recognitors say that William has not so deceased Hugh because Hugh never had any free tenement."
So what's happening is that they're sort of admitting that the land has been taken away, but saying it's justified, is that right?
Yes. The writ is very clear. A writ of novel de Saison is very clear. It alleges a de Saison of a free tenement. So if the recognitors can't swear on oath that someone has been deceased of their free tenement, because obviously this person didn't have a free tenement, then the case fails. So, I mean, it is possible that Hugh was a free man and held the land freely through a lease or other such arrangement. But it's also possible that the land was traditionally held in villainage, and that Hugh was of unfree status, so a serf, a villain. We don't know for sure, but we do find another Hugh, son of Richard, who is perhaps the same person who's bringing the case in this instance, elsewhere in the plea roll, and he is, and this Hugh, son of Richard, is bringing an action of mort ancestor to claim the inheritance of his father. And the tenants, so the people who come and answer in that case, say that Hugh can't succeed because the land that he's claiming is held by them in villainage. So this might mean that the cases that Hugh is bringing to court concern tenements which are traditionally held through servile tenure.
And these are probably pretty small tenements, is that right?
Yeah, we find lots of cases in the plea rolls over tenements of half an acre, 1 acre, and so on.
So the royal justices are hearing things at a really micro level?
Yeah, absolutely.
And how's judgment made?
Well, the verdict, as I just mentioned, is given by the recognitors, and then the judgment is confirmed by the court. So the plea roll records the words, "Let William hold the land."
So William wins the case, and what more do we know about the outcome?
William's to remain in season, and we also have a note in the roll which records that Hugh is to be immersed, that is, he is to be fined.
That's very interesting. So this is very much a typical English case, significant for being over small amounts of land, and also significant for being determined by the nature of tenure rather than the fact of whether someone had taken land away from someone else.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's quite possible that Hugh was actually physically booted out of the land, but because the recognitors said that it wasn't a free tenement, he couldn't use novel de Saison.
Thank you. Very interesting.